Hi, my name's Pat, and Jesus Christ is my Savior and my Lord, and I wanted to just say a few words before we had the third teaching of Acts chapter 3 in the book of Bible Immersion. This is what is written in chapter 2. It's called to be light bringers. In the verse on the top of the page says Ephesians 5:8, "For at one time you were in darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light." That's Ephesians 5:8. In a dark world, we have been called to live lives that draw others to Jesus. We are compared to a city on a hill that cannot be hidden. That's Matthew 5:14. We should shine in ways that cause the unsaved to step back and take note of our lives. In the book of Acts is an example of what I mean. It shows how uneducated fishermen become transformed to become bold men of God. This is found in Acts chapter 2 through Acts chapter 4. The narrative unfolds. Jesus has returned to his Father, but not without leaving the promised gift of the indwelling Holy Spirit. In the power of the Holy Spirit, Peter heals a man who has been lame since birth. Not surprising, the word spreads like wildfire, and the crowd comes to see with their own eyes what has happened. Peter uses the opportunity to preach the good news of Jesus Christ. Peter speaks with boldness about our Lord and Savior, Jesus. His sermon causes the number of believers to reach an all-time high of 5,000 men. When the rulers behold the confidence of Peter and of John, who is with him, they are blown away. Now, this is how it reads in Acts 4:13. "Now when they saw the boldness of Peter and John and perceived that they were uneducated men, they were astonished, and they recognized that they had been with Jesus." At this point, if we are going to be light bringers into the world, we must spend significant heart-to-heart time with Jesus. Jesus is revealed through learning Scripture and living it out. Therefore, Bible study cannot be a hit or miss endeavor. It must be daily and purposeful. Let me pray. Father, I thank you for the things that we are learning in your word. And as I have said earlier, even in this day, we have much that we want to do. We are definitely like Martha. We like to keep busy. We like to do work. We like to have purpose in place. But we need to remember who we are in you. And so, Father, let us also be like Mary, and let us sit at the feet of Jesus, and let us have our daily feeding so that we can pass on to others this wonderful gift that you have given to us. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.